Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
They are.
I know. He always comes on with some gummy bears or something, and it's
they're,
like
they're wild, wild berry. I just wild saw him sitting bear. There. I'm like, oh, I gotta have that.
Okay, so let's get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Barbie, Triple E.
So this is the panel for this evening. I'm going to get some housekeeping out of the way. For those of you who are joining us the first time, welcome. If you'd like to find a record of all of the podcasts that we've already had previously, you can find them on just about any place you listen to podcasts. But the best place really would be to go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It has a list of them there. Also on that website, besides the tip jar for Mandingo, our producer who does this for free right now and is excellent, is a contact us button for Roger and currently one for me. It leads to the different emails. If you have podcast ideas, you want to be a guest, or based upon the podcast we had last time, if you have a party you want to invite us to, not saying that we're going to go to it, but we'll take all invitations. We're game for that, and maybe one of us shows up at one of those parties. So how was your week? What's going on, Roger?
What is just like the classic stripper name to you? Janet, you go first.
It would be Diamond.
Diamond. What about you, Barbie?
I thought of Crystal first thing. Crystal.
So, Diamond being the closest, we're going to go with that one. Our admin person, probably an admin executive, She's moving on to a different job, and the boss has been looking for it's just somebody to replace the spot, and we're stuck because it only pays so much. So we've been going back and forth, like, you're only going to get so much, one lady interviewed didn't have the professional appearance that we try to maintain, because this admin person ends up being kind of a face of the organization. And he comes to me and he says, "Hey, we're doing an interview today at 1:00. He goes, this lady came, highly recommended, but my friend told me she's hot as shit. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, oh, well, hey, we just need somebody that's going to show up to work and be solid. And like, hey, she's here. We're going to get set up for the interview. You want to go out to the parking lot and get her and help, kind of escort her in. And yeah, no problem. And yep, I go to meet her. And this is just what's running in my mind is, Let's see.
We got dead air.
You can't hear it? No? Oh my God, why is it not picking it up? Anyway, I mean, just I was trying to play a song. The classic stripper song to me is "Steal of the Night" by Whitesnake. This girl gets out of the car and it's like, gentlemen, get those singles ready. Coming to the stage.
I like Roger Karaoke Guy better than the actual song.
I think you're right.
So
was her name something like Desiree or something?
Did you hire her?
Yeah.
We did hire her. I have a hilarious offline story to tell because it's got too much detail, but it's pretty epic. So anyway, that's just my kind of lead-in story. We hired what I just don't want to find out she is a stripper. The job doesn't pay much as it is, and I mean, I told the boss, you don't have to worry about me. I'm happily married, but you know. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, what if she comes at me? What if she comes at me? I'm not one to say no. You know,
That's why you want to say to them, hey, you don't have to worry about me. I'm in a lifestyle. I get enough as it is.
Oh, I know, right? If I can really say, look, I'm the safest option for.
Yeah. Right.
We used to laugh about that. Going back to work and they'd say, how was your weekend? And you were like, oh, it was good, you know, and you just knew if they knew the truth, their heads would explode.
So I know that Barbie wasn't here last time, but she's listened to it. I re-listened to the episode because that's what I have to do when I go to edit it and send it to the producer. And when I listened to that episode, I realized I kind of pissed on your fantasy. I'm sorry. Okay. When I said I wasn't going to go fucking around in tents. Okay. Because that was just not my whole thing. I want to preface it by, you had talked about, that you were somewhere in, were you in Utah or somewhere?
Yeah. We were on the road trip to Dakotas
or something. And
we were talking about hiking the Appalachian Trail. Yeah.
There you go. Appalachian Trail. So you were high on the Appalachian Trail. There's a place that the guide tells you that a bunch of people pitch tents, fuck around a whole bunch, and then also fuck in the showers. I want to reiterate that I was kind of mean saying this was not my scene, and I kind of did the whole Janet boss bitch Princess P thing, you know, which I shouldn't have done when I listened to that. I would fuck around in the showers because I like that. Okay. Nothing is better than fucking in a shower because it's not like in a pool or whatever, but when you're fucking around in the showers, you have the potential to, if the guy is stinky, like just push him around and get him sprayed off before you fuck him.
Yeah, let me get some soap. Yeah. Let me rub you.
Yeah. I like a bunch of people in the shower. I can dig that fantasy there. I got that. Okay. It's the tents that I didn't like. So,
no.
But I apologize.
Oh, there's no apology necessary because what I know is that this trail runs up through some mountains. I'm guessing some Georgia mountains, North Carolina, maybe Tennessee. I don't know. I got to figure this all out. But it gets chilly.
Maybe somebody out there knows and can tell us.
It gets chilly up there. And I don't think you're just going to lay there and shiver. So you don't have to apologize because you're going to have to get warm somehow. And I know the best way, whether you do or not.
But you do need to find out more information about that because I even wrote that down in my notes when I was listening. I want to know more about that, and I hope you do get a chance to go. I hope somebody we know gets to go, or at least say yes.
I will deliver this story somehow.
I hope so, that we have fodder for our podcast. Definitely, let's go on excursions and figure stuff out. That's definitely what this should become. Let's have some fun. We got to the end of nearing the end of the time on the podcast, and you asked a question that I knew the answer was going to take longer than 10 minutes to explain. And I said, I would get back to you. Okay. So I said, you need to remind me about the tree man.
The tree man.
Yeah. So I, your question was,
I am Groot.
Yes. My love. I love Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way. I have one of those little Groot tree potter things. I love them. Anyway, so your question was, did I ever run into somebody that I knew from one part of my life and run into them at a next part of my swinging life? Because yes. I've been in a swinging lifestyle for 20 years. And my answer was the tree guy. So I want to start the story with in the very beginning of when I was first, I was not even in the lifestyle. I was strictly cheating on my husband. Okay. I was not even in the lifestyle. I was cheating on my husband. I had, for various different reasons, had decided to do this. I had cheated on him by playing around with people in other states. When I came back on travel, I decided that I wanted to, had so much fun, I wanted to do it in my area. I got on Craigslist and I got on the male-female thing where a male was looking for a female that was purely for sex. Got on it, answered it. Very dangerous what I did. Very dangerous. Ladies, don't do this. Okay. But what I did was way back then, this was I didn't even know that C4P existed or SLS or any of those things. I just went on Craigslist. This guy answered and said, meet me at a hotel. The hotel was 30 minutes away from where I was living. So I was pretty sure it was going to be easy enough to not get caught. Okay. I go and meet this guy at his hotel. I have no clue if he's an axe murderer or anything else. Okay. I don't know what he looks like. He doesn't know what I look like. All we know is we want to fuck. We want to fuck around. Okay. So I knock on his door, totally nervous. I knock on his door. I step in, and he's hot. You know, he's trim, well fit. I'm like, I can't believe this guy wants to fuck me. And we start immediately taking each other's clothes off and fucking. Okay. So we take each other's clothes off and fuck. And he comes within probably 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, because it was so hot. You know, it was just like, it was my, I was just beginning to cheat. I was 28 years of doing the same guy. Okay. So it was just like, it was so hot. It was such a fantasy. So I talked to this guy and, so his name was Tom. And so he comes, I'm really happy. We are, sitting on the bed in the hotel room and he tells me, he starts talking to me. He's like, let's just talk for a little bit. I don't know if I'm done or not. And I was like, oh, you're not done. I was like, no, you're not done. Cause I'm gonna blow it back up, baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he starts to tell me that he's cheating. I was like, I know you're cheating. You said you're married. And he goes, no, I think you need to understand. I'm not just cheating. I'm cheating on another couple. And I said, okay. So he stopped. I'm getting ready to blow him. And I was like, okay, explain this to me. And he says, I'm in the swing lifestyle. And he goes, we have another couple that we play with exclusively. And he goes, we play with them. They play with us. We promised each other as a four pack to not fool around on the side. So he says to me, I'm cheating on the other couple as well as my wife. I'm trying to grasp this at the time. Okay. I'm like, what? And you don't understand.
All three of them.
Right. I did not know Barbie at the time to even tell me that what a stupid rule that was. So So I'm clueless, and he tells me that he's from a town that's, you know, a couple of hours away, that he's here on business, that he's cheating on this couple, and he explains all this stuff. I then proceed to, because it was so fun, I blew him. He said, oh my God, it was the best blowjob he's ever had, which totally makes me happy because I'm thrilled. Okay, yes, I've gotten fucked. I've gotten your cum two times. Even because you told me, because I think the reason I did it is because he said I couldn't do it. Okay, so the easiest way to get me to do something, Roger, is to tell me I can't do it. So there's that. Okay, so I leave him. I do not tell this story to anybody else. Okay, so I go back home. Fast forward to my husband, number one, catches me cheating. We have the fight. We have the discussion. He says, do you believe me? I said,
probably,
no.
Hang on. It's probably irrelevant, but how did he catch you?
It's hurtful and painful.
Okay, never mind then. I thought it'd be something
cool. No, he was Mr. Detective. Like, he planted a microphone in my car. And recorded me, okay. And so then he confronted me on it, at which time I denied it. Then finally he said, you know, so he caught me. He said he was suspicious of it, and I think what he's probably suspicious of, I was smiling all the time because I was really happy. So then he says to me, and we have the big fight and blow up, and I say, look, you wanted to do this 20 years ago. 25 years ago, I almost left you for that. I thought you were crazy. I like doing it now. And he's like, okay, let's do it together. And so we fast forward to, we like to do it together. Okay. So we were meeting the guys off of Craigslist. And then we meet the couple that's friends with Barbie and her husband that tell us this is silly. You need to, she's an ex-stripper. She says you need to get on SLS C4P. So we make a profile and get up on C4P. There is this profile that shows up where this, it is the picture of the woman. She is petite. She is redheaded, which is really what my first husband's whole thing was, loves redheads. So that's why I dyed my hair red for a long time. She's a redheaded cute, and he wants her strictly because of this picture. That's why he really wants them. Okay, so he starts talking to this couple, and he's talking to the guy, and the guy tells him, well, we don't live in the same town. I live in one town, and she lives in another town on the other side of where you live. So I live 50 miles one way, and she lives about 40 miles the other way, and we just get together to play. So he says, let's get together to play. And we pick a hotel that's halfway between where he is and where we live. Typically this, what you do, you split the cost of the room for the hotel. And so we go to meet him in the hotel, but he tells us that she's not going to meet us because something's come up. She can't come and meet us. So it's just going to be him. So I tell my husband, maybe we shouldn't go. And he's like, no. I can tell all of this is because he really wants to do her because she's really hot. So he's wanting to set it up. Okay. So we go and we meet at this hotel. I am in the fuck me heel, the skirt, the fancy stuff. I learned later not even to stop wearing all that fancy shit because it just comes off. Okay. Whatever. So we go into the hotel. He comes in and takes off his shirt, and he's got rock hard abs. So his name is John. And so I play with John. My husband watches because he's definitely not a male on male thing. So he watches and it's a lot of fun with John. We get done with John and he tells us that he has a special situation. And I said, what's your special situation? And he goes, well, this profile that I have is with this woman. Her name's Marie. And he goes, Marie and I have this profile, but I have another profile. And he goes, because Marie's not my wife. She's my C4P girlfriend. He goes, we play together. But I have a whole nother profile as a couple. And he goes, and that profile, I've pretty much taken down. And I said, well, why have you taken it down? And he goes, because we made a vow to be with this other couple and only this other couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are the odds other couple? Of that?
The other couple is Tom. Okay. Uh-huh. He says this guy's name is Tom. All right. So I have to, I can't tell husband number one who's there.
Right.
That I know this guy, because I've never told him the story about fucking Tom in where I fucked him. So I'm just like, okay. And so so he, you know, he basically says to me as we're leaving, I really want to talk to you again. Can I get your number? I give it to him again behind my husband's back, okay, which would have totally pissed him off. The guy was hot. Okay. And I was like, yes, I want to talk to you again. And so he starts texting me and again, and then I tell him, hey, look, I know who Tom is. He's like, what? And I tell him, I said, I know who Tom is because I did him. And so then he's like, really? And so then we're like, all this little spider web of secrets is going on. Okay. And so at the same time, John tells me, okay, so because we text each other, we kind of become friends. And he tells me, finally tells me what he does for a living. So a lot of times when couples meet, you don't talk to each other about what you do for a living or where you work because you kind of don't know them. You want to make sure that what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, what goes on in swinging stays in swinging. So you typically
it's an anonymous program.
It's an anonymous program until you become friends with them.
That's right.
And then some vanilla stuff intertwines. So it turns out that John lives in the same city that my mother lives in. Okay. And it turns out that John is an arborist who also will take out a tree. He will come to your house if your house has had a tree. Any tree issues that they need to be taken out. He will help you with insurance, help you get insurance on it, especially if it's done damage to your house. And he will take out the tree for you. Okay. And so that's why I nicknamed him the tree man. Okay. So he's the tree man. So we became friends. All right. Then my husband number one is talking to John, talking to the tree man all the time, going, we need to meet her. Okay. So he's like, we can meet her without you. And so Tree Man says, yeah, I don't have an issue with that. So we talk to Marie and we say, let's meet you at a hotel your way, closer to your way. So a couple weeks later, about a month or two later, we finally do get to meet her. We drive to the hotel and there's a knock on the door. It's Marie. She comes to the door. And it's Marie. But Marie has gained at least 100 pounds.
Oh, boy.
At least 100 pounds. Okay. Wow. So that little sprite of a thing there, that little picture of her, I don't know when it was taken. But it was not advertised. Before. It was not the week before. It was not as advertised. Okay. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, people, you need to start taking pictures. It used to be with like holding up a newspaper so we knew the date or something, right?
Put the date
with
on the
TV
there.
With the TV on in the background with some date or something. I don't care. That's what we need to. Oh,
that's where my mind is so animated. It's just animated to a fault. And, you know, I love women of all shapes and sizes. And I've been with thick women, been with big women, but when you're expecting one thing,
right, and
such a drastic difference pops up, it just, you know, I'm just this whole time I'm like, man, that's a huge bitch.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
It's terrible of me. I'm sorry, but
it was terrible of me because I was thinking, and here at that stage in my life, I was nowhere near bisexual. Okay, so I wasn't touching her, and my husband had major issues performing anyway. Okay, so needless to say, I think the most that happened was I learned to always bring a toy with me, an emergency vibrator bullet with me, just in case. And so I got that out of my little package. So I have go packs that I've learned to take with me when I'm good to go play with another couple. And one of the go packs, of course, is coconut oil. You know why? You know, hello, Slickums. You got to have some coconut oil for that. The other one is to have a vibrating toy. The reason is because if all else fails and nobody's dick is going to get hard, you can at least put the vibrating toy on that woman's clit and make her happy. And that's what I think we ended up doing. But at the same time, the tree guy had told us, he was all excited about this. You guys are going to meet her. I can't wait. You're going to have to take pictures. We took pictures and video and sent it to him. And on our way home, we get a phone call from him. Oh my fucking God, I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. We're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I had no idea that she got that fat. Oh. Yep. I was like, how can I ever tell this story to anybody? And yet here I am on this podcast telling this story to you. Okay, because then a couple of years later.
Now, what was she to him?
She was just a girlfriend. She was just a C4P girlfriend. Okay, so I don't know if he took the profile down afterwards, if he whatever, but when he saw those pictures. God dang,
how did he not know? What kind of girlfriend is this? Well, she has an allergic reaction or something?
It made me think, how fast did she gain that freaking weight? You know, when's the last time that you saw her? Was it 8 months ago? Because that was 100 pounds, buddy. Okay, that was not 10 or 20 pounds. We're not talking about a...
It'd take a while to put it on.
No, we're talking about... And she kept apologizing, going, I'm going to get in shape. No, 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 no. You could just tell. And the part of me that is the empathetic, I want everybody to have a good time. I was just dying inside because I go to that guilt thing of, oh, I shouldn't tell fat jokes. And I shouldn't talk about how somebody's so fat, I'm not attracted to them. But I think it's just because it was so unexpected. It was not what you advertised. Okay.
Yeah.
Truth in advertising, people. That
poor girl. Truth she's just out there wanting to live her best life.
Right.
Just showing up to just get railed and be naughty.
And I'll put a bow in it because I'm going to add one more topic. So that topic is truth in advertising one. The other topic is these stupid rules that people have where they're monogamous within a cheating lifestyle thing. Come on, people. God. And yeah. then a couple of years later, a tree falls on my mother's house. Okay. And the person that comes out originally to do it is a woman that comes out to do the assessment of it and talk about getting rid of it. And she tells my mother some terrible price or whatever. So I call up tree guy.
Hang on. I know a guy.
And I go, yeah. And I say, so I tell my sister who's dealing with this because she lives in the same town. I tell my sister, I'm going to get a guy. Okay, so I got a guy. Never mind the fact that I like fucking this guy on a regular basis. Okay, because I have met him on several more times because we became friends and it was great to fuck him. He was a good fuck. Forget whether or not Marie is 100 pounds or whatever. I'm still doing this guy whenever I can. So I get the tree guy to go out to my mother's house and he is so good with her. He's so exceptional. She's a widow. So, and he is, you know, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And he gets her problem taken care of, and he gets her $10,000 more than she would have got. Okay. And it's because I knew this guy. But I can't, when your sister says, how did you meet him?
How do you know this guy?
I think from a friend. What I said is a friend of a friend. Try and keep it as close to possible.
I just run into him from time to time.
In a completely different city. In a completely different city. I just ran into this guy.
We run into each other and fuck around a little bit.
Yeah. We just spend the afternoon fucking around, you know. It's no big deal.
I'll also when I went through my divorce with my first husband, I told you it was contentious. Okay. He was contesting. He did not want me to leave. He wanted to keep control. One of his things that he did is he said, I'm going to tell all of your good friends that are vanilla, and I'm going to tell all of your family what you
That's
are.
That's terrible.
And so I said, fuck you, I'm going to tell them first. And so I called my sisters and I called my brothers and I told them. And then I called my vanilla best friend and I told her. My one brother wanted to know what it was like. We spent 3 hours on the conversation about how it happens.
By the way, mom said you knew a good tree guy.
The one sister says to me, because I'm telling her, she goes, are you telling me that you fucked that tree guy? And I go, yes, I am. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Good answer. Good answer.
It finally came around. But you know, it's like, because that's the only way that you mess with a blackmailer is you just take it away from them.
Yep.
And that's what I did. You know, I took it away from them, and I just took it, you know, I was very afraid he was going to tell our children. I don't think he ever did. Maybe he has later. I don't know. I'm old enough now. I don't give a shit. Okay. If you end up telling my kids and you were in it too, dude, you know, so it takes two to tango or whatever. So that one goes away. But for me, that question is a very long, intricate spider web of the tree man, of the many times that I've met the tree man and his lifestyle. Oh, I wanted to give you guys one more data point. So one more notice. Hubby number two let me know this weekend that he doesn't want to be called hubby number two. He wants to be called Fabio. From now on, I have a name change for us. No more hubby number two. It's going to be Fabio.
Ooh, Fabio. It fits. It fits.
It does. I thought it was very funny.
I think it's his flowing hair. I think it's his flowing hair.
He doesn't listen to the podcast because he says, I've heard all these stories. I've been with you for so long. I've heard all these stories.
I've lived them or heard them. Yes.
I mean, Fabio. Okay. I mean,
whatever.
I would. At least he didn't go like Gladiator. I want to be called Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Well, you know, because I mean, Mandingo is definitely not the producer's real name, but it's pretty damn funny. So
it is.
None of that. So is spider web. Right, none of that spider web involved Fabio. Okay, it was all my first husband, asshole first husband. So, you know.
The husband formerly known as hubby number two.
Asshole is still known as asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, and I mean, I know, it's interesting to me when I tell these stories, because I don't know if Barbie has heard them or seen the pain, you know, because she saw when we broke up, I lost them in the divorce. I told you he took them on his side, and he let me know in no uncertain terms 2 or 3 days later, Barbie and her husband are mine. And I was just like, at that time, I was like, fine, I don't care. Whatever.
Well, when you're changing your whole life, it just, shit happens, right? You know?
When people are normally in control and it starts to get taken away, they'll grasp at anything. Just, that's true. And, you know, Barbie and her husband are mine. And it's just to incite a reaction. No, you can't. Right. I you know, and because then it's that they've got control again. And
right.
So the I only just, way is to I, just not care.
No. Yeah. And I that's pretty much what I did. So I moved on. But I think those topics, because I cannot tell you how often. So C4P, you're supposed to put your age on there, but there is no check. You know, like, you don't send your license to C4P for them to go, are you lying or not? So people will put on there that they're 45. And you know, remember Lurch, the shoveling guy?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. I don't know what age he was putting. It was probably 50 or 60. But that dude was nowhere near that. He was 20 years on to that, right? That's false advertising. And the thing is, as you move on in the lifestyle, dude, if you have to do that, if you have to lie. So what they also do is they ask you when you do your profile for your age. They ask you for your body type. Yeah. And the body type will be something like, I think they use the words athletic. Okay. And then they use the words a few extra pounds. I always put a few extra pounds because, dude, that's where I was. Okay.
Always.
A few extra pounds. I got it. Right.
Yeah.
But it's false advertising, I guess. And so the thing is, it's almost like, you know, I'm sure that you see it in the vanilla world too, that, you know, somebody who said that they were 6'4" shows up and they're 5'5". And, you know, then is,
well, do they have a category past the few extra pounds? Do they have like a pleasantly plump category?
I think there was one, you know, and very few people, I think it was like BBW or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, which is big, beautiful woman. Nobody wanted to click that, but I always kind of put athletic, and whether I was up a few pounds or down a few pounds or in the gym or out of the gym, I knew I was going to fuck you like an athlete.
There you go. You know that I have seen.
I'm fixing to, not to get political, but I'm fixing to fuck you like the government. This is stupid.
But you're pretty athletic. You're pretty athletic.
And I'm not, I mean, I really try to get past, judging a book by its cover, because like one of my favorite people to play with currently now, he's got some pounds on him. He's part of the six pack. He's got some pounds on him. He's dealing with Crohn's disease and some other stuff, he's a short guy. But man, for some reason, he's got a belly, but that belly comes in and hits me at the right point, and then he just manages to manipulate it right. And this dude, he's part of the six pack, you know, it's COVID couple and then this other couple. And the reason I'm calling them the six pack is because they, when the six of us, it's not the rule of six when we're together. I like to be with any of the other five. Okay. I'd like to be with any of the other five that are there. And when I do this guy, we were with the six pack a couple of weeks ago. We hadn't seen him in a while. We were at COVID couple's house, Lola and Kyle's house, and these guys were here, the other part of the six pack, and this guy takes me in, and he does this, like, this is also another podcast we should probably do. The positions, he stands, or sometimes he's on his knees on the bed, and he's you're kind of missionary, but your legs are up in the air, missionary, and you're doing almost a happy baby yoga thing. He grabs my hands, and so I'm holding on to the only thing that's keeping me balanced is his strong hands. And then it's tight, and we're in together tight. And as he's fucking me, it's in the right position. It's rubbing the clit, and then it's hitting the G-spot as it's going in and out. And it doesn't have to go in real deep. It's just got to do that the right way. This guy warms me up the way I should. He does the Morticia kisses all over. He's figured it out. And so this last time we're doing it, I'm holding his, he is holding my hands rock solid, steady. And then he takes the one hand and he pushes it up to his mouth and he grabs my two fingers and he puts them in his mouth and starts sucking on my fingers as he's fucking me. And it's like the electricity goes down from my fingers all the way down my arm, all the way down into my pussy and all the way back up. And I was like, holy crap, I really like to have my fingers sucked. Okay, I know I learned in Paris that I like to have my toes sucked. I like to have my fingers sucked, okay? It makes me really happy. And I said to him, that is so fucking hot. And then it just makes him happier that I said this. So he gets me, you know, he gets me enough to, he'll flip me over. He understands that I only got so much knee life, because I'm a little bit older, so I only got about 5 or 10 minutes on my knees, you guys. And they're gonna, so he'll flip me over and he'll do me doggy style. And then I have my hair in a ponytail, and he will reach up and just gently underneath it, grab underneath the ponytail, and he knows I like it. So he'll do a little bit of a nudge and I'll moan. And so we'll do a little bit of a harder nudge and pull my hair. Okay. It's like, oh baby, pull my hair. Oh my god, you know, it's, you have to have some emotional intelligence, sexual emotional intelligence with this SEI, because you have to, some women do not like to have their hair pulled. Okay, exactly. they're gonna let you know right away, don't do this.
Yeah.
But if you start to do it, you do a little bit and she moans, that's the key to pull it a little bit harder. And this
body language,
right? This guy does that. And so, is he athletic? No. Is he a few extra pounds? Yes. Would it mean?
And really,
go ahead.
You're right. We're not judging people by that. We know some of the nicest people. I mean, you get to know people and their personality, and you know they bring so much to the table that's way beyond superficial looks or body size. You know,
right.
And that little disclaimer.
Well, and so it also goes to, so there's also some danger in getting to know somebody, because then there's the Jared guy. That's the multicolored underwear dude. The, I like to do the Captain Morgan pose in front of the mirror guy.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is hot.
How could we forget?
That guy is hot, hot, hot. But when he opens his mouth and starts talking, it's like, you are stupid. Okay. Yeah. And so when I start talking to a guy, so when we're done fucking, and then afterwards we're sitting around at the kitchen table or whatever, and we're all having a drink or whatever. If you're starting to say stupid stuff, I'm going to be less and less attracted to you. Okay. I'm really attracted to smart guys. I'm really, and I don't care what the smart guy looks like. I'm attracted to somebody. I'm also attracted to, and this is Roger, somebody with a wicked sense of humor. Okay. Yes. Then it's on. It's on. It's like, oh my God. If you could see my clit get harder and harder, it would get harder and harder every time somebody says something really hilarious.
Just make me laugh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm similar with when people go to open their mouth, like it, you know, now don't, it's happened both ways. So, you know, I've been approached by a woman that she just kind of wasn't my thing, and I wouldn't approach her, but she approached me and told me what she was fixing to do and how she was going to do it. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Take one for the team. Yeah. And, if I have to.
Take it. Okay. Take it all. And but yep, I've been sitting there kind of eyeing a girl, and boy, she goes to start talking, sounds like a hillbilly. Like, I'm just like,
For some people, the only way I'm doing them is if I got gray tape to tape their mouth shut while I fuck them. Yeah. Okay. That's the only way I'm doing them.
Walking into
again.
The other room, and didn't even notice. I was like, what happened? I thought you were going to go to work on that. I'm just like, lights are on. Nobody's home.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right. So for me, it is there's the first time and you fuck them and they haven't talked to you at all. You haven't done a brain. And then there's the total jewels that are just now. I don't, the total jewels that are like, Clint, or, Detroit Dan. Okay. That are hot, well-equipped, know what to do with it, and smart as all get out, and doing some wonderful things with their life on the side, so that the more you get to know them, they are the jewel in the crown. Okay. Yep. That is just like, I cannot believe I get to even touch the jewel. Okay. I can't believe I'm so lucky that I get to touch the jewel just for a little bit and then walk away, you know? That's and then, true. So there's those guys, but they're rare. That's a rare, rare occurrence. But and you get to where, like, you can ask me, especially some of our regular friends, you can ask me, what does so-and-so look like? And I'll be like, I don't know. I know he fucks good. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
His dick is about this size. And he shaves.
About this big.
Yeah. Oh, what does he look like? You mean from the neck up? I don't know. All I see are nostrils.
I know that you weren't here to talk about Halloween. Barbara, do you have any Halloween stories that you wanted to tell us?
Yes, give it to us.
Just one. Early on, we went to a Halloween party, and I remember getting so dressed up and being so excited. And it was about 2 hours away. It was a long drive. And I had taken some wine, which is never, ever, ever, for me, a good thing. But anyway, had a good time. Didn't know anybody there, played with a couple of people, and then drank too much wine, had to leave, you know, I mean, for myself, no more fun, had to leave. Well, then the next day, I mean, I'm thinking, I did have a great time. I had a great time. I really liked these people and all that. And my husband says, oh, well, we've not been invited back. And so I'm thinking, oh, I must have done something when I was drinking the wine. You know, did I say something? Because that can happen. And, you know, I was just like, oh, you know, or I've also heard people say, you know, she's kind of intimidating, which really is only because I'm so tall. But it was
plus,
because
you like to go up and kiss somebody on the lips and say, let's go fuck.
I do. That doesn't go over well in some
just please intimidate me then.
Some vanilla bars I've been known to do that. Doesn't go over quite as well. But anyway, I digress. It was because I squirted on their bed and made a big wet spot. And so we were not invited back.
Oh, come on. That's horrible
True.
Party plan, people.
True. That's exactly
You've
what I was
You've got to
saying.
Expect that. You know, the thing is, the number one rule when you give a party is if one of them is the bed you're going to sleep in at night, or you have other people who are going to be sleeping in them, cover them in plastic. Come on.
Cover them in plastic, or don't use it. You know, if that's,
don't use
your bed.
Don't use it. Don't use
everything
your bed
else,
or whatever.
You know, this was such a long time ago, and we were still pretty new to all of it.
Right.
And I was crushed. Now, you know, if something like that happened to me today, I'd just say, well, it's your fault, you know, fuck you. But at the time, I was like, once again, I took it on as myself. This is a flaw in me, you know, and all that.
Where we are now, there is a couple that has such a big Halloween party that they have it 2 weekends in a row. And you have to decide.
My.
You have to decide which weekend you're going to go on. Okay. And through the years, Fabio and I have been invited to this, and we've gone and had good times and stuff. This couple is, he takes the shot. He has to take a shot, and his dick gets hard. And so I've nicknamed him the poker, because all he does is pound, 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 poke, poke, poke. Okay. And the thing is that she is really cute and has a lot of fun. And so Fabio likes to do her. And she's a riot. Tequila gets along well with her. It gets along well with me. So we have a great time together when we're there. But this guy is pound, pound, pound. And so, And the thing is, you know, I've just successfully avoided him, but sometimes I'll do him. I mean, I'll just like 10 minutes of being pounded. I know he's going to get tired of it, and he knows he's not coming. I know he's not coming. So fine, pound me for 10 minutes. Can you at least rub it over the clit a little bit, you know, so it goes away? It's like
how many times have we been there? How many times?
Right. I'm not going to have screaming sex in terms of that with you. Fine, I'll do it. This guy, COVID happened, and so those parties stopped, and then they had family members living with them, so they stopped, but the parties have begun again, and this guy used to text me on a regular basis, the problem was that he would text me his dick pictures in the middle of the day. And here's the thing, people, you guys, I don't have a burner phone that I'm texting stuff with you on. I got one phone. Okay. So if you send a dick pic in the middle of the day and I'm in the middle of a meeting and I'm running the meeting, it's going to come across. And it came across.
Oh,
and somebody said, "What is that?" And I go, "I don't know. Some spammer got a hold of me." And I deleted it really fast. And then I sent him a note and said, "Hey, you can't do this during the day. You just can't. Okay. I have a job and there's a separation. And so much as I like your great jokes that you send, dick pics are not going to do it. Please don't send them during the day if you're going to send them at all." So all communication stopped, and we are not invited to his parties anymore.
Oh my goodness.
But
well,
yeah.
I can't have your dick pics. I'm sorry.
But, and it's not like I'm not going to, it's, I'm old enough now that it's like, fine, I'll find somebody else to fuck.
Oh,
so the guy in the white cowboy boots, because he's the one that goes to these parties, not doing him because never going to have the chance because no big deal. I'm not going to get invited back. If that's your rule, if in order to get invited to your parties, I have to let you text me during the day on something that can ruin my business, I'm sorry. It's not it.
No.
So
no, if people are getting butt hurt over stuff like that, you know what? And that's an age and experience thing where you just go, you know what? It just doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't sting. I don't take it personally. It's just like, okay, because there's 1,000 others out there. You know, if this one doesn't work out, get on out there. There's a whole bunch of other people. So you'll find a match.
It's not, and will I miss his, because these people like had stuff that they brought out of the attic every year to decorate their house for Halloween. I mean, it was major decorations. They were into it big time, which is fine. Okay. But again, I don't judge a house party by how many cool Halloween decorations you have. A house party by how many towels you got. You got mints in the bathroom. You got a bunch of water. Is there a bunch of water around? And
when did people start fucking?
Right. When do people start fucking? Are you going to make me stand in the romper room circle and say my name and say who I've come with? And this is Fabio. And these are the things I like. And these are the things that I don't like. Oh, shut up.
I know. That's so bad. Or they have contests. What are all these contests? Don't have a contest.
We're going to play games. We're going to play games.
No games.
We're going to play games for a half hour, an hour.
No games. No.
You all are wasting my time. I only have so many heartbeats left, okay?
I want to spend some music. That's right. Maybe a little easy music. Right. Have your food and drink out. Get ready to go, baby. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Yeah. That was the only Halloween party I went to because I remember spending so much time to dress up and then getting there and even thinking, I think I've lost my tail because I was of course, I was a devil. So I lost my tail. I was going around. Well, see,
Lola went to this guy's party and Lola said she went as a devil. So fine. I understand it.
That was the only time. I was like, from this point on, I'll put on a red nose and that's good enough.
I have a costume that's sitting in the closet that is an easy costume. It is a pumpkin costume for me and is an orange shirt that Fabio can wear that says, Peter.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yep.
And if you don't get it, then you're not worth fucking.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
We've got one coming this Saturday.
Yay.
So
you're going to go as a dictator?
I don't know. I'm contemplating that. I was telling Dee.
It's an easy one. He
said I should just wear a loincloth and I get jerked off all night.
That's what I'm saying. Loincloth and the dictator. Barbie says it works. I see how it would work.
Absolutely. And it doesn't get in the way, and you're ready to go. Access, baby. Access.
I don't know. I'll figure it out and we'll have a story. We'll recap it.
Right. So I'm trying to get Mandingo on. And there's a possibility that I may be able to get him on the next podcast recording. And I think what we're going to do is play, because he's vanilla. He's not lifestyle. We're going to play vocabulary games with him. And we're going to go through the list of Urban Dictionary lifestyle words that we have and see if he can, how many of those acronyms can be explained back to us. Right. So that's what I'm thinking we'll do for a podcast. Exactly. This one that we're going to have a lot of fun. And then the other, I have a story that I need to tell you guys, a couple of stories on New Year's Eve, because they're New Year's Eve in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm jealous already.
It's going to take a little bit of time. For all the flies on the wall that have lasted all the way till the end of this podcast, I appreciate you. Please tell a friend on the down low. Please keep coming back. And again, if you want to get a hold of us, it's Beyond Monogamy Podcast, allsmashedtogether.com. That website is up there, our stuff. We sure would love to hear your ideas. And I'm really thankful for you guys, Barbie and Roger, and anybody else that decides to join in. If you want to be on this podcast, just let us know. It's pretty easy. We can get you in. It doesn't matter what part of the country you are. You just need a computer. And we'll get you in to discuss things if you want to have a discussion. But I sure appreciate you guys for doing this. And I hope that everybody who's listening can come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. And we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.